Every single year, I am very baffled when I come to the psukim which talk about Avram's plea on behalf of Sdoim, the city of Sdoim, an evil city that Hashem was planning on destroying. And Avram pleads on their behalf. And he says the following words, "Vayigash Avram vayimar ha'af tispet tzadik im rasha." Are you even going to obliterate the tzaddik together with the rasha? Maybe there are 50 righteous people in the city. Are you still going to destroy them? You're not going to spare the city because of the 50 righteous people that are there. And now he continues with the most dramatic statement. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chalila to you to do such a thing. Lahamis tzaddik im rasha, to kill a righteous person together with a wicked person. V'hayoch ha-tzaddik ka-rasha, and the righteous will be exactly like the evil person. Chalila lach, again, says Avram, chalila lach, ha-shayfei kol ha-art lo yase mishpat. The one who judges the entire earth will not perform justice. That's what Avram is saying. He's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to do justice. You're going to kill the tzaddik together with the rasha. Every single year I go through these psukim and I am astounded that this is what Avram expects the Rebbeinu Shlom to do absent his tefillah. If not for Avram's tefillah, what does Avram expect Hashem to do? To destroy the tzaddik together with the rasha? It's unbelievable. HaShefet kol ha'aretz lo ya'aseh mishpat. And some, if you look around at the Rishonim, they really say that. They say it black on white. They say that Avram is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't kill the tzaddik with the rasha, because it's unjust. So let's look at the Ramban. And he seems to say the same thing as the other Rishonim. He says, Choshev Avram thought shehi tispa tzaddik in Russia. Lo yoda machshavei Hashem asher choshev aleihem berachmav kasher pirashti. Avram was not aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have destroyed the tzaddik with Russia. He really thought Hashem would have done so. And this is what Avram was saying. Aval lo yitochen gam midas adin lo'am et tzaddik in Russia. How could you destroy the tzaddik with the Russia even in the midas adin? It's unjust to destroy the tzaddik with Russia. Shem kein yeh katzaddik Russia. And now he adds a few words. Some other Rishonim stop there. And they say that was his claim. Avram's taina was, how could you destroy the tzaddik with the rasha? It's unjust. The Ramban adds a few words. V'yayimru shav avoid elikim. And they'll say it's not worth it to serve Hashem. It's pointless to serve Hashem if he's going to treat the tzaddik the same way that he treats the rasha. So, what's the addition that the Ramban's making over here? It seems like the Ramban's not concerned about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill the tzaddik with the rasha. He's only concerned of the outcome this will have on people's levels of observance. People are not going to serve Hashem anymore because they'll say, look what Hashem does. Why isn't Avram concerned about the actual injustice itself? For some reason, the Ramban is not bothered by the injustice itself. He's only bothered by the fact that people will think that it's unjust and they'll stop serving Hashem. So why was the Ramban not concerned with the same thing the other Rishonim are concerned about, the fact that the act itself is an unjust act? We'll have to stop here. But please tell me if you have anything to say about this.